Welcome to 3 Minutes in the Truth, bite-sized advice to help you on your songwriting journey. Now, here's my dad, hit songwriter Brent Baxter.
All right, thank you, Ozzy. Today, here's the truth about pitching demos versus work tapes. First, let's define our terms. A work tape is just what you play on into your iPhone recording, your Android, or whatever kind of system you have in the room when you write the song. It's simple, it's voice, it's got guitar or piano, whatever you're playing it on, that's a work tape. It's simple, it's rough, it may have little flaws in it, little mistakes, that sort of thing. Then you have guitar vocals or piano vocals. And those are more produced, but they're still very simple, like one or two instruments and a voice and maybe a harmony line, that sort of thing, maybe a little loop. And a demo is a polished recording with all the bells and whistles. Sounds like a full band with background vocals, the whole shebang. Sounds more like a record. And then there's all this kind of stuff in between. So which one of these should you pitch? What do labels, producers, and artists want to hear? Truth is, it depends on the artist. If you can get it directly to producers, some producers will prefer things that are more stripped down because they want to hear the production in their head, not in the speakers. I had a producer tell me one time that he's never heard a demo and thought, that's exactly what I would do. Now, this producer preferred work tapes. Not all producers are like that. Plus, if you're pitching to the assistant to the A&R's assistant, they may need to hear a full demo because that's all they've heard growing up is stuff on the radio and records, and they don't have the ears yet to hear a great song through a rough work tape. So it helps to know who you're pitching to. If you're an unknown, you want to come in as professionally as possible with a polished recording. Also, if your song is a big up-tempo stadium anthem, it'll probably need a full demo to get the point across. If it's an intimate ballad, which is really hard to get cut, by the way, but whatever, a work tape or a simple guitar vocal or piano vocal may work just fine. I've had cuts from demos, and I've had cuts from guitar vocals. I've also gotten cuts from just work tapes, but only on things that I've written with the artist. But I also don't pitch work tapes, so there's that. So the vast majority of my cuts have come from demos. The biggest thing you want to take away from this is that a good guitar vocal beats a bad demo. It's better to have less, but better than more and not as good. You don't want your demo to be distracting. You want it to be awesome. Whatever's there, you want to get across the lyric, the melody, and the vibe. That's the point of your demo, whatever you're pitching. Lyric, melody, and vibe. If it sounds like 1989, and I don't mean the Taylor Swift album, I mean the year 1989, and it sounds dated, it's better to strip it back and have less, but better than more and distracting, more and bad. And that's the truth.
This has been 3 Minutes in the Truth. Hey, but before you go, are you a songwritingpro.com member yet? If not, why not? It's a great time to join. We have a 14-day free trial. A lot of stuff to help you on your songwriting journey. But hey, don't take my word for it. Let's hear from one of our members.
I can't say enough good things about Songwriting Pro and Brent. He's been amazing. I've been a member since 2020. And number one, I've connected with some amazing co-writers. I've had two single song contracts. I continue to improve on my songwriting skills. I continue to learn. I have absolutely no regrets. And I know if you join, you will not have any regrets either. It's worth it just for the community in itself. But the feedback that you get, the information that you get, the song reviews that Brent offers, amazing. So stop waiting around and go join today.
3 Minutes in the Truth.
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 Can you say 3 Minutes in the Truth, Hazel? Close enough.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.